Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. It's time to check out some of the most exciting moments in the two conference finals. Game-tying goals, series-turning goals, overtime game winners, and series winners. Joe Tolleson has them all in his collection of plays of the week. Joe starts it off this week with a goal that changed the Anaheim-Detroit series.
It's a frenzy here in the latter stages of the game. Here's a shot off the post. It's in. Niedermeyer fired it in from the left faceoff circle off the post in behind Hasek. And with 47.3 seconds to go, Anaheim has tied the game at one.
Sam, the goal that turned the series for Anaheim. Ken Cal with the call on 1270 WXYT in Detroit as Scott Niedermeyer stunned Red Wings fans in the final minute of regulation. With Game 5 tied at one, it was off to overtime where Timu Solani was glad Detroit was in a giving mood.
Now Vilja out from behind his own net. Oh, he stuffed it off and it's intercepted by Solani. Backhand score! Andreas Lilja just gave the puck away and Solani wins it for Anaheim. And they have a chance to clinch it Tuesday night on home ice.
Dave Strader, the call right here on NHL Radio, as Solani was the overtime hero for Anaheim. So the Ducks had won two straight, and they built on that momentum in Game 6.
And now it's played by Paulson out to center ice. Rob Niedermeyer on the attack. Back to Paulson, left side, tries to come to the late man. Backhander to the net, save, rebound, score! Sammy Paulson! And the Ducks have regained the 3-goal lead.
Sammy Paulson made it 4-1, but the Ducks needed that goal as Pavel Datsyuk scored twice for Detroit, and J.S. Chiguer had to withstand a late flurry.
Now Chelios able to get control back to the line. Here is Lefkin with a drive, missed the net. Rebound chance for Detroit, and Chiguer has it covered. And Dan Cleary pulled it off the end boards and nearly able to sneak it behind the Anaheim goaltender.
Daniel Cleary missed out on the scoring chance in the final minute, and Anaheim held on to win the West.
Here's Samuelson across the red line. He flips it in towards Chiguer. Waiting there, an Anaheim player flips it high in the air. It's not going to come out. It hits a skate. 5 seconds remaining. The Ducks get to it, and they clear. The Anaheim Ducks are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in franchise history.
Dave Strader again as the Ducks won 4-3 to clinch the series in six games. The Stanley Cup Finals open on Monday night in Anaheim as the best in the West tangles with the beast of the East.
Briere wins the draw. Connolly keeping it in. Cross ice, quick shot fired wide of the net. Here's Vanek keeping it in there. He cleared it right out in front of the shot. They rebound, they score!
Rick Jenneret, the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Maxim Afanasyev kept hope alive for Sabres fans in Game 5 when he forced overtime. So the game was tied at 2. Buffalo faced a win-or-go-home situation while Ottawa was trying to shake a playoff monkey off its back. Senators captain Daniel Alfredson knew just how to do it. Dean Brown, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa.
Syros off the boards to Heatley. Heatley in the neutral zone, taps it ahead to Alfredson. Alfredson inside, loses the puck, scores! Daniel Alfredson got his own rebound, beats Miller low, and Ottawa wins it. 3-2 in overtime. The Ottawa Senators are champions of the Eastern Conference, and they will go to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in modern history.
Sam, the quest for the Cup is almost complete, and we'll have all the great plays from the Stanley Cup Finals next week as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. We'll be hearing from Dean Brown of Ottawa and Steve Carroll of Anaheim during the course of the Stanley Cup Final. Still ahead on this week's show, I'll talk with Brian Burke, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Western Conference champion Anaheim Ducks. Coming up next, it's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
They don't want to welcome somebody to the league who they believe is Al Davis in hockey clothing.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.